Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Hey, that's us. That's us. Not only are we the two men with the mixing board, the very old mixing board.
It's
on the
very
balcony,
old.
But we're also on the balcony.
Yeah, well,
we
yeah.
really are on a balcony.
Yeah.
The balcony's just right over there.
The blinds are drawn, so we're getting some of the gray from outside.
Yeah.
It's totally overcast today, and we just heard thunder, which is really weird.
Whoa, we may hear some strange sound effects in the background. Yeah. The real sound effects.
I know. Usually it's police sirens.
That's right.
Which is
emergency
weird.
Vehicles.
I know. You live in a nice neighborhood. Like, you live in a total, like, just off a shopping area, suburban area. And we just, and like, four or five times we've gotten sirens on our shows.
Yes, that's amazing.
And
a
it makes
armory.
It look like you live in a shithole. You really don't.
No, I don't.
There's a bookstore right over there.
There are only ambulances
you
and
live
fire
near a
engines.
Panera. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. No, it sounds like ambulances and emergency vehicles.
No, usually
vehicles.
It's cops because, yeah, it's people speeding on San Fernando. They're going to
It's a main artery for some reason. All the emergency vehicles use my street to get to Brand Boulevard.
Yeah, hey, don't tell them where you are. Don't tell them where you are.
Oh, well, that's no, well, it doesn't matter.
They're going to track us down.
No.
The RIAA is going to find us.
Oh, well. They haven't found us yet. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio.
Hello and welcome again.
And we don't give a fuck
about anything. BalconyRadio.com is the home for all the great music there on the internet.
That's right. Go check it out. So tell us about today's shoe.
Today's shoe. It has appropriately stated
Let's
there.
Not you, do that anymore.
No, we won't do that, but you have done it, and you've gotten us
really
into
big
the mood
shoe.
For Mr. Ed Sullivan. And today, the show is called I Remember That, episode number 6, that's our oldies show. We'll look at oldies from here, there, and everywhere, so to speak. And
exactly. Well, actually, in this episode, it's all in one spot.
It is all in one spot.
It's in New York.
That's
on Broadway.
Right. That's right. It really is.
Uh-huh.
And it is all live on Ed Sullivan. And all of these take place between 1953 and 1969.
I think we go up to 71.
Oh, 71. That's yeah. right. Between 53 and 71. So you get a nice...
Ed Sullivan was on forever.
Ever and ever.
He really was. And anyone or anything that could perform was on the show, and including...
That's right.
I mean, really.
But, you know, it covered a lot of ground. You know, it was an entertainment show, and they fully entertained.
All the big stars played. Like, we could have done, like, we could do 3 or 4 just live on Ed Sullivan shows of the rock stars, because everyone played. Like, all the Invasion people and the 50s rockers, they all played Ed Sullivan.
Like, that's right. Really
we're not good. Playing the Rolling Stones. We're not playing the Doors. Who else?
The
Elvis?
Beatles?
No, we're playing the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, the Beatles? Okay.
Had to. We're just playing Help. We're not playing the other ones.
Oh, all right.
Like, we don't play Elvis, and we are playing Buddy Holly, but, like, there are dozens of people who were big time stars who were not playing, so because we had to be picky.
That's right. It's we don't have 3 hours to burn.
We
on this,
do,
but we don't want to.
We don't. Want
we have
to.
Other things to burn. Things.
Yeah. Goddamn. Very well done. Heyo. So yeah, we're doing this is all people on Ed Sullivan, and we're also doing it in chronological order.
Yeah.
So this is kind of charting popular music from the early 50s to the 70s, early 70s. So this is really interesting stuff. So this is kind of like a sociology experiment.
And again, you are the curator of this. You have chosen these from a
well,
very
we were,
long
we were
list.
Just sitting
we sat
here
and picked everything out here, you know.
We were sitting like, here and we just did it. This is one of the, like you just said, rare times we're doing two shows in a night, cuz we started kind of early and we got good drugs out. And so we just did one show that had a couple of, we just did a folk show that had a couple of folkies on Ed Sullivan performing. And I just thought, let's do a search of people who, let's just do an Ed Sullivan search in our music library. And I came up with more than we needed.
All right.
So let's just do that.
Let's do it.
And here's there, it's an oldies show because the oldies generation. This is should we say it? So the other day we were in the car listening to the oldie station, and they played like Prince or something on the oldie station.
That's,
do you remember that?
Yes, that's right.
And
that's
Come on.
Well, you know,
fuck you, oldie station.
No, actually, that wasn't on the oldie station.
No, no, I think I was in the car. No, actually, you and I heard Prince and Morris Day the other day in a two for Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we were going to the dispenser. No, I heard it on the, by myself in the car.
Oh.
I heard them play 1999 on the oldie station, which is bullshit.
Whoa.
Oldies is 53-71.
Pretty much. That's about it.
That's what it should be. And it just fucking pisses me off that they're playing 80s music on the oldie station. Stuff that came out during my lifetime is not oldies. Fuck you, people. God damn it.
Yeah, it's been a while since any of the oldie station played anything before 1971.
I'm giving up, so that's why we're doing this. This is the sixth time we're sitting down for our oldie show. I remember that.
Yeah.
And
right on, man.
Here's live on Ed Sullivan on, what is it, Broadway and 42nd? I think that's where it is.
You know,
that's where Letterman is now.
Where Letterman is, yeah, the Ed Sullivan Theater.
It's a big room, too.
It's a big one, and you'll hear it in the audience. And you'll,
yeah, especially when the Beatles come on.
Oh, yes.
It's
like
a plane taking off. It really is. But what are we starting with?
Well, we're going to dip back into the archives. This is from March the 22nd, 1953. It's Mr. Burl Ives and the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
The next song I've been asked to do is a song about the hereafter of the hobos, a wonderful place called the Big Rock Candy Mountain. I'd like to say that there's a difference between a hobo and a bum. I'd like to explain that. A bum, as you know, is just a bum. But a hobo is a tourist without funds. Many years ago, I hoboed around the country picking up ballads, and I remember I landed here in New York City back in 1933. I remember being down around Times Square, broke, didn't have a nickel, 1933. Come back now, 1953. Practically the same condition. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. On a summer's day, the month of May, a burly bum come a-hiking down a shady lane near the sugar cane. He was looking for his liking. As he strolled along, he sung a song of a land of milk and honey, where a bum can stay for many a day, and he won't need any money. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the cops have wooden legs, the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, the hens lay soft-boiled eggs, the farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I want to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow, in that Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, oh, oh. Of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do.
Whenever I want you, all I have I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, she wills, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I dream, 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 dream.
It's Connie Francis and Lipstick on Your Collar. I like doing that in top 40 voice.
You have to with
yeah,
that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's song. Connie Francis.
Connie Francis.
All right, so we started. I'm just going to read it. Go we right started ahead, with yeah. Burl Ives doing Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that was on March 22nd, 1953. These are all on the Ed Sullivan Show.
All Ed Sullivan.
So these are all Sunday nights.
Just yeah,
your
probably
edification. Yeah, he was on
are.
Sunday the whole time.
That's right. That's right.
And then we played the Platters doing Only You and You Alone, and that's from December 8th, 1957. And then a couple weeks later, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers doing Goody Goody on December 22nd. I guess that'd be the Christmas show,
yeah.
Probably December 22nd, 57. And then Buddy Holly.
No, no,
a month later, they get Buddy Holly in on January 26th, 58 to do Oh Boy. And I think they do two or three songs in that set, and we just picked Oh Boy. That was a tough choice. Buddy was really on that night.
Yeah, he was.
And then the Everly Brothers doing All I Have to Do Is Dream on April 27th, 1958. And then we finished up there with Connie Francis doing, that was great, doing Lipstick on Your Collar, and that's June 14th, 1959.
My goodness, just a walk through the time machine.
It really is, isn't
it? It's amazing that they still had those recordings and that mm-hmm. they could be, it's a good thing that they were preserved.
Well, you could hear the crackling on Connie Francis
yeah,
there.
You could hear the crackling on the Burl Ives, too, if you're listening to that one.
Yeah,
it's
but,
like, oh,
yeah.
It's old recordings.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's
yeah, just, I kind of like those old kinescope recordings.
It's like a Victrola.
Yeah, it really is.
It feels like it.
Some of those, I'm sure maybe the recordings do come from Platters and the older ones anyway. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. where they've got these sources from.
No. Who knows? So let's get to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is good. So I guess this is the switch over to rock and roll, right?
Yeah, I guess that'd be, well, yeah.
Well, actually, Buddy Holly was pretty rock and roll. This is, I don't know what this would be. This is the
60s. Here's this is the 60s.
Literally, January 3rd, 1960. Here's this, Bobby Darin.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. And I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there. Just as before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. I know beyond the doubt my heart will lead me there. Soon we'll meet, I know we'll meet beyond the shore. We'll kiss just as before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Oh, sailing. So long sailing. Bye bye, Captain.
Shark has pretty deep tail, and he shows them pearly white. Just so Jack Knight as Mag Heat did, and he keeps it out of sight. Oh, when the shark bites with his deep tail, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears like heat did. So there's not a trace of red. Oh, on the sidewalk Sunday morning lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. It's that someone like the knife. Yes, from a tugboat by the river, baby. A cement bag drooping down, and the cement's for the weight till. That you, Maggie, back in town. Yes, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. Maggie spins like a sailor. Did our boy do something fresh? Suki Tadre, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, divine fountains on the right, dear. Now that Maggie's back in town.
All the best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The balcony.
If you miss the train on a morning, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Yes, I'm one, yes, I'm two, yes, I'm three, yes, I'm four, yes, I'm 500 miles from my home. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. I can't go on this way. So if you miss the train on home, you will know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow.
Somebody.
that
like
is.
You said, it is mono.
It's in mono, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that sounded really warm.
That was really nice, man. Dancing in the Streets, Martha and the Vandellas.
And the Vandellas.
Vandellas. December 5th, 65.
All right. So, cool. Well, why don't
you really nice.
Read
I like,
off
you know, it's,
the rest
I guess stereo
of them.
Doesn't come in for us still a couple of years. I guess we'll
I'm
see that in just
under
a bit.
You the whole
you're
going to
talk under me the whole time. Okay. Yeah, it's like overlapping dialogue and film noir or something like that.
You.
Oh, it's a summer.
Wait. All right, so why don't you read it off?
Everybody says that. Bobby Darin started things out there. Beyond the Sea, a great, great. I think that's my favorite Bobby Darin song. Harumph, give me a harumph, goddammit.
Yeah, that's better, way better than Splish Splash.
Beyond the Sea, yeah, January 3rd, 1960. So that was really sweet. That's when he was like crooning and swinging.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He was really, he should have.
Finger snapping.
Finger snapping, man. He should have been a really hot star. Should have been bigger.
Yeah, agreed. Totally agree.
Yeah. Anyway, we can go on and on about Bobby Darin, but that was really sweet.
Let's not.
Louis Armstrong also in there, blowing his horn and singing it up on one of his great classic staple songs, Mac the Knife. That one is from December 23rd, 1962. You do that quite well.
Thank you.
A combination of Tom Waits.
I was actually
Waits
just
and,
trying to set on my balls, actually.
Wow. Glad we had the cameras turned off for that one. Oh, my.
I'm glad you were looking at the screen.
Yeah, I'm looking the other way. Oh, let me just look at the doors over here for a second, a little bit.
Just turn you're in a swivel chair.
swivel right around. It's like, look the other direction. Thank you very much. No images, thank you. 500 Miles Away from Home, performed by Peter and Gordon. The start of the screaming years for Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, that's when all the teen girls started showing up on Sunday nights.
Actually, it's just before that. So this was November 1964.
Actually, the Beatles are when they started. This is Peter and Gordon are... No, well, actually, it's 11:15. Yeah, this is around the same time the Beatles showed up. Yeah,
yeah. So these are the screaming years in the performances for Ed Sullivan. A lot of screaming going on for all kinds of bands.
That's right. When did the Beatles come to America? In February?
Yes, February, something 64. Like 64.
I think that's when they do it. Yeah, they do Ed Sullivan in February. That's right, because it's like 4 months after, you know.
Yes, exactly. It's close to that. It's time for a little uplifting.
There was four. One missed.
Oh, man. Went wide and ended up on the gurney.
It hit that guy.
But
remember?
We don't know what we're talking about. No. We also heard the Beatles, speaking of
back
which then.
Back into the layout.
Yes. Back into the
Back into the layout.
Help. 1965. You didn't put the date on that one.
The internet didn't give us a date.
So if you know that, you know the date. It's out there. It's everywhere.
It's sometime in the summer, I think.
Yes, 1965 for Help, and they were kicking ass as usual.
Yes, I believe that's their last Sullivan appearance.
Okay.
Yeah, because they stopped playing live in 66. So
I think you are probably correct about that.
I know I am.
Good. Martha and the Vandellas after that, and Dancing in the Street. That dated December 5th, 1965. So the Help show was probably a couple of months before that. So there. So that's another set in this 101 series. I Remember That. This is an I Remember That show, episode 6, Oldies on Sullivan.
Get it right.
I will. I'll try. And I don't want to get fired again. I've been fired too many times this year.
You're really pushing it.
I know.
You're on suspension.
What do we got coming
paid
up
leave.
Here?
Paid leave.
Tell me, Mr. Headbasket, what do we got coming
All
up?
All right. Here is... Oh, this is great. Here is... Wait, sorry.
Oh, man.
José Feliciano. No. Flight of the Bumblebee. Thank you.
messing where you shouldn't have been a messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. And these boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be true, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. My boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Now you keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had the time to learn. Now my boots are made for walking, and that's just what they're gonna do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You put on your boots and I'll put on mine, and we'll go walking, honey, any old time now.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
Bucky Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul. Aretha Franklin.
Bucky Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Bucky Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Yeah.
talk of all the things we did today. Here and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdled. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these 2 hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I've come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you'd go. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I've traveled for the great relief of having you to talk to. Not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I come for the great relief of having you to come to. Go and beat your crazy head against the sky. Try and see beyond the houses and your eyes. It's okay.
You wanna know by now.
hippies, everybody. Hippies.
Oh, hippies. 1960s all over again.
We got you freaks here, everybody.
Thank
freaks.
You very much. Thank you very much. Freaks. I'm the Ed Sullivan Show.
Freaks. Weird guy in a saber hat. Freaks, everybody. Mama's in the Poppins.
How did that happen?
So.
Oh, my.
It's a great song.
Good
it's,
stuff. I like that. I mean, we had a couple of things in there that were sort of like unusual hits that weren't like typical songs for
like
those
that.
Particular
that, that's
groups.
A Buddy Holly song that they do that right. really well,
and the Love and Spoonful song that was in that.
Which is, I just picked that one because that's my favorite Spoonful song. Yeah. I didn't even know they did that one live. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so, I mean live on Ed Sullivan.
So
I knew.
Go ahead and tell them what we got. And then
oh, that's right, and then you can do the plugs. Yes. All right, so we started with Jose Feliciano. doing Fly to the Bumblebee. Twice as impressive when you realize he's doing it blind.
Yeah.
So.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
I know.
His fingers are flying.
I've seen that that video. Have you ever seen the video of him doing it?
No,
on Sullivan?
No.
I've seen it, and it's in color, and he's dressed like fucking Zorro, which is awesome. And it, like literally, his fingers are doing the. I'm doing a visual thing for, but oh, people man. Can know what I'm. They're doing
they're
this.
Just dancing
he's
up
doing
and
this.
Down the fret
yeah,
there.
Up yeah. and down, up and down,
up and down the neck,
up and down. No pick, just fingers flailing. Just blah, 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 blah. I don't think he's got. He doesn't have any bones in his fingers.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So.
That's
and
amazing.
Then,
wow.
Nancy Sinatra, Psy, doing. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give a date. Jose Feliciano was on January 30th, 1966. And then moving on to Nancy Sinatra, Psy.
Yikes.
Doing These Boots. And that was on. I don't even have to tell you the rest of it. And that's on February 27th, 1966. A Reason to Stay Up on Sunday Night. Hey, oh.
Oh, oh.
And then the Young Rascals doing Good Lovin'. Yes. And that was May 20th, 1966. And then the hippies show up. Love and Spoonful. Darling, Be Home Soon. January 22nd, 1967. Dawn of the Summer of Love.
Lurf.
Lurf, the Summer of Fluff. And then the Mamas and or the Papas doing Words of Love. And that's June 11th, 1967. The day after my mom's 7th birthday.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Look, look how sweet.
Okay, good
yeah,
for you.
She might have seen that on TV because she stayed up late.
She probably did. She stayed up late on Sunday nights.
Well, what was that? Ed was on 7 to 9 or something like that? It was a two-hour show, right?
Yes, yeah.
I think that's what it... I think he was on 7... I don't think he was on till 10 p.m. I think it was 7 to 9 because
yeah.
that was prime time then.
Yes.
So,
Sunday nights with Ed Sullivan. It was
staple.
Yeah, it's either 7 to 9 or 8 to 10.
I'm pretty
like
sure it was 7 to 9 to catch the prime time.
Yes. Wow.
So, yeah.
Woo. That's very cool, man.
I know, isn't it? Uh-oh. Phone's ringing. Who is it?
Who is that?
All right, let's look over.
Oh, it's a telemarketer.
Toll-free call.
I don't know that number.
I can see the words toll-free, so that's not somebody asking you for money.
That's right. No, all thanks. Right.
So do the plugs.
Shall do the plugs. Well, the phone will finish ringing in just a few seconds, so we'll let that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can contact us here at Balcony Radio by sending us an email to balconyradio@gmail.com, and there you can send your requests and criticisms and comments and suggestions and anything else you want to in a literary sense. You can send it there, balconyradio@gmail.com, and we shall give the appropriate response. And that, of course, leads you to the website, which is balconyradio.com. And, oh, so many things happening at that website. It's just unbelievable. You can hear our 24-hour stream, which has Monday through Saturday. It's right through our multi-genre, right through the library type of stream. And then on Sunday, we do 24 hours of jazz. Oh, it's just amazing. It's something for everybody in that stream. And you can also subscribe to our RSS feed, which is right there on the front page. And that tells you exactly how to do that. And that, of course, gets you the subscription to the RSS feed or the just clicking on the link there to the RSS feed gets you our twice weekly podcast, semi-podcast update. We can't call them podcasts because they won't let us do them on iTunes, so we just do them on the RSS feed, and that works just fine. So you get our twice weekly update on Sunday nights. You get one of our multi-genre shows, such as This Pill Makes You Small, which is our psych show, or Blue Highway, which is our country folk show, or you get our I Remember That Show, which is our oldie show, and that's one of two dozen shows that we have that we drop on Sunday nights. Actually, there's 23 shows that we drop on Sunday nights, and the 24th show is the one we drop on Wednesday nights, which is the 101 series, which is lessons and topics in music. We explore the nouns, the person, places, and things of music, whatever topic we choose to examine in a musical style, we do that. It can be a location, an artist, an era, a record label, any number of topics that we choose as far as music is concerned. We do that in a musical fashion on the 101 series on Wednesdays. A musical file fashion, yes. And so those are our twice weekly update podcasts, RSS feed. And let's see what else. Oh, yes, you can hear all of the past episodes of the shows that we have done for all of our shows, as well as see the playlist and purchase the music for each and every one of the songs that we play, or most of the songs, the ones that are available as MP3s. And you can purchase those safely and securely through Amazon right there at balconyradio.com. And you can also friend us at Facebook, which is facebook.com/balconyradiofm.
Friend us at Facebook.
Yes, well, you know, it just seemed to pop into my head. And of course, at the website, you can see pictures of us and see pictures of the studio. And we have to update the pictures because they're a little bit old. So
yeah, we need to take new ones. I've put on another 10 pounds since then.
we'll fix that up, and we'll have to do the appropriate photoshopping for those pictures. So.
crop,
and little
extend there,
little chop, and little nip and tuck inside.
Hey
there.
Oh, let's play some music.
Okay, yes. So let's go back to 1967 again.
Let's play the Cow Sills.
Some pop top music from the Cow Sills: "The Rain," "The Park," and "Other Things."
Oh, end yesterday. Oh, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to get on record.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.
Sweet love, the son of a preacher man.
tales from all the fails and tribulations. No one ever saved me. When we met, I was sure I'd be mine. Now my empty cup is as sweet as a bun. From where she got a name, and will they struggle much when someone such a tender touch to her will make them not the same? When we met, I was sure I'd do much. Now my empty cup is as sweet as a bun.
Yeah, we're having a good laugh because we're fucking nerds, such music nerds. How long is the version on the album? It's like 11 minutes, right?
11 minutes.
The version on the album is It's like a fucking, I can't even describe it, like a fucking tornado or barn burning or something. It is right. Smoking hot. It's a song well, like that,
in the second portion, it stretches out for real long. It's, that ting tong, yeah.
It's great.
Cowbell just goes, starts great. Echoing and all
it,
that.
Yeah, it actually makes you want to get up and dance on the fucking living room. It's
sometimes,
like that.
Or pass out.
Or lie on the floor or something. Yeah. I don't know. The song is great. And I've heard a live version of that. I left the long version live.
Yeah.
And it is.
So have I.
A jam.
Yeah, it's because, pretty amazing.
Because I'm not a big fan of that kind of jammy hippie music, like early Santana. Not a big fan of it. But the Chambers Brothers, yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
and it's just weird. Like we're sitting here laughing, and
so that 11-minute track, yeah, they didn't even get the top 40 version on that, man.
They just did a 2-minute version of their 11-minute song, and we're like, that's the first verse. They only do one verse of the song in the live version,
and then that,
and then chorus twice. We're done. Literally, there's like two. There's I think two or three more verses of the song.
Yeah,
and he doesn't get two in this version because they're like, you're on the clock, buddy.
Literally, that was bad.
That was really
just amazing.
Like they're just getting into it and it's over.
That's just too. That's why I'm laughing.
That sucks.
It's just too funny.
That's funny. All right, do you want to read it this time?
Oh sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. We started out with the Cowsills, one of the great top 40 bands of the late 60s, early 70s. And they did The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. Great family band.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of great records, and they're actually worth looking into. And a couple of, even though they did that stupid song called Hair, you know, there was...
That's a terrible song.
There was a few other songs that are actually quite listenable. And then we also had Smokey. Oh, and the Cowsills was recorded October 29th, 1967. Oh, right before Halloween. Isn't that amazing?
Ooh.
And then Smokey Robinson and the Miracles on March the 31st, 1968. And their version of Yesterday.
Very nice one.
Getting a small recognition applause from the audience
the
on that one. Yeah. That was a nice touch. And then we had Dusty Springfield from November the 24th, 1968. And Son of a Preacher Man. Boy, that was really cool. Like mm-hmm. that. She's great environment for her. Yeah, that's why she had her own show in the 70s.
That's right.
So that was really nice.
Did you watch that show? Do you recall that?
No, I never watched it, but I do know that it was on the air and was quite successful.
Do you remember? You're an older person.
Yes.
Did you watch the Johnny Cash show?
No, I did not. A couple. I did watch the Glenn Campbell
show.
That
was the next one I was going to ask.
Yes.
Did you watch Sonny and Cher?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Certainly did.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, so
I've seen a bunch of those too. They used to show them on Nick and Knight, so I've seen a lot of Sonny and Cher. That show was great.
Yeah.
It was a really good show.
When it was good, it was
yeah.
Really
when it was
good.
The early show, the mid 70s, the early one when she would wear all the wild outfits and Sly and the Family Stone would show off. It was pretty groovy.
Oh yeah, very cool. And then we also had the Association and another great top 40 band from. They only had one or more than a one hit wonder. They had a few hits in
Never
there.
Never My Love.
Never My Love. That was the other choice that we were going to make as far as their appearances on Ed Sullivan, but we chose the December 8th, 1968 appearance and their version of Along Comes Mary, or their song Along Comes Mary. And then we wrap things up with the Chambers Brothers and their extremely 4-inch version of Time Has Come Today.
And super short.
Yeah, really. It wasn't a 12-inch. It wasn't a 7-inch. It was a 4-inch.
Yeah.
Ooh. And that was January the 12th, 1969.
That's right. The black man only gets 2 minutes to play a song.
They must have been short on time. You know, that show was
no,
live,
I think
so.
That's a TV call. There's a commercial. You guys can't go on forever.
Well, they could have done 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah,
on
I know.
Still,
yeah.
But it's probably a little monotonous. A little monotonous to do,
I guess.
So it was like, yes, and that's all I said. No, I want you to make it shorter. So
that's your Ed?
That's my Ed.
All right, let's just move on.
Yes, so. We shall.
I'm not even going to try it.
No.
So let's, oh, this is good.
Oh,
here's,
good. Here we go.
Here's some country music. Here's Buck Owens.
Beware of a tall, dark stranger. If he comes riding into your town, a tall, dark stranger is danger.
Danger.
So don't let no stranger hang around.
But he can capture the heart of a woman with one glance
from his splashing brown eyes, like a boat from the blue. He can steal her from you and jump up on his pony and ride, ride, ride. So beware of a tall, dark stranger. If he comes riding into your town, a tall, dark stranger is danger,
danger.
So don't let no stranger hang around. So don't let no stranger hang around.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. With my tears, Lord, it goes tumbling to the floor. Whoa, 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 whoa. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. Oh, they could never understand. It's a sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. Baby, she's left me. Lord knows that I didn't mean to make her cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye.
Good job, Reagan.
Now here against the background of umbrellas and singing When the Sun Comes Out is one of the most exciting youngsters come along the white way in a long time. Here is Barbara Streisand. So let's have a fine hand.
And the rain stops beating on my window pane. When the sun comes out, there'll be bluebirds round my door, singing like they did before that old storm broke out. And my man stay away for good. I'd stop living if you should. Love is funny, it's not always peaches, cream and honey.
just when everything seemed bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. I'll never be the same till that sun comes up and the rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain and let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in when the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain, let it pour. It may not be long before
that youngster's really got it, hasn't she?
ABC, girl!
Thank you.
fired.
Sorry, we were just getting
you
to it.
You were actually leaning back in the chair talking to me.
Yeah.
When
we were enjoying ourselves.
When the show ended.
And the phone's ringing again.
Who is it this time? Toll-free call.
Another toll-free.
God damn it. You get a lot of telemarketer calls.
Turn that ringer on the phone
it's
off.
It's 8:23 p.m. Jeez, stop it, guys. You dicks.
Right. Oh, well, so it goes.
That's the end of the end show. God, we were just chatting away and
yeah, having too much
not
fun.
Paying attention. Yeah, that's your bad.
Intellectualizing,
you're the engineer, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I always thought I was on top of it.
All right, so here, let me read the
go
list.
Go right ahead.
So we started the set off with Buck Owens doing Tall Dark Stranger, and that was on November 2nd, 1969. And then staying on the country tip for some reason, and then in the 69, Jerry Lee Lewis on the show 11/16/69. Like I told you off air, I love his late 60s material.
Yes.
Jerry went the country route big time and like almost like traditional country. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, he sounded just like Buck Owens.
Like Buck Owens, but with a piano.
Right, exactly.
I'd hardly recommend checking out his late 60s material. Like all the drinking songs are great because he was having a tough time personally, so all the songs are like really like, you know, my dog in the track and my car and all that.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's living the life.
He's
writing the songs.
I know, they're really great songs. It's Jerry Lee Lewis's voice, and he's got one of the best voices ever. Nobody really sounds like that. I hate using fucking cliches. Yeah. Like people don't sound like that guy. He's got a really distinct voice.
Yeah, and it held up too. You know, I mean,
he still sounds like that.
Very strong, strong voice.
He put out a record three, 4 years ago? And he sounded pretty good.
Yep, certainly did.
He hasn't croaked yet, literally and figuratively.
Thank goodness.
Hey-o. And then Barbara Streisand, the only time we're ever playing her on the balcony, doing When the Sun Comes Out. And actually, we just found out the date on that after we played it. That was Barbara, what was it? It was September or something?
In 1969.
Yeah, so she should have got played before the other two, but no, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
And then the Jackson 5 doing ABC, and that was May 10th, 1970. That was awesome.
Yes.
That was so awesome.
Good stuff, man.
And then the Grassroots finishing it up with Temptation Eyes, and that was from December 6th, 1970.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's the end of the show.
That's it, man. I remember that episode 6.
Pretty good.
Yeah, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and Ed for a bit.
Yeah.
Really big shoes.
Special music live on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah,
this
was a good idea.
Yeah. Good call, man. It was the last second call, and we did it.
Right before we did this, we were doing another show because, we're doing two shows tonight.
Two shows tonight.
And while we're doing
the
other one, it was like, oh, let's do that playlist. Emailed it to you.
Yeah.
Let's record
there
it.
There it is. All right. Instant playlist.
That is the fastest turnaround between idea happening and recording happening.
I think it is.
Definitely it is. Right. That was cool.
The shows will be heard about 6 months apart.
Yeah. That's true. I love how that works out.
That's very strange.
What number is this? This is...
It's episode 6.
This is like 6 months.
Episode 6, yeah. Okay, let's get out of here. We're about passing out here, folks.
All right, so we have one last song. Here's Gladys Knight and her Pips doing If I Were Your Woman, February 7th, 1971. Get out.
Good night.
If I were your woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman, if I were your woman, and you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all. But I'll pick you up, darling, when she lets you fall. You're like a diamond, but she treats you like glass. Yet you make
Balcony Radio.
I like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just a fly burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.